with Joe. How are we supposed to trust them, those of us?
Exactly.
I mean, I think most Trump voters, unless they're physically unable through a legitimate disability to go to the poll, are going to go to the poll. They want to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to make a statement on November 3rd. Most of them will not. In fact, if you look at the polling that's been done, the vast majority of mail-in voters are, guess what, lazy-ass Democrats.
Yes, sir.
Hey, maybe somebody can pick up your ballot for you and take it to the post office or the mailbox down the street. It's unbelievable. I share your frustration, Lee. Yeah. Do call again now, okay?
Thanks.
You did a fine job. In fact, even Jeb Bush says...
Please clap.
For Lee.
Good job, Lee.
All right, we're running a bit behind this hour. We got Fox News in about 2 minutes, and then we'll be back. We haven't redeemed the winning word yet.
No.
You might want to stay close for
There's
that.
Never been a better time to enjoy the sanctuary and the safety of the outdoors. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club can be your retreat. Three lakes, campsites, walking trails, picnic areas, not to mention the exciting hunting and fishing opportunities. The best of Alabama outdoors, only 15 minutes from Victoryland. Daily guest welcomed and memberships available. Please call Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club at 334-485-3550. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club, 334-485-3550.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. We're about to change seasons, and you got a ton of new stuff coming in.
Amen, Bubba. We have a lot of new things coming in and a lot of old favorites. One of our all-time favorites are the hot sauces, the jellies, the jams. Well, now we've got the sprouted flour grits back and the granola, the Vertigo hot sauces, the Alabama Sunshine jellies. We got kudzu jelly. Everybody likes a little kudzu jelly. We've got Bordeaux sauces, great sauces for your ribs, your hamburgers, your steaks, whatever. We've got those. But if that's not your thing, we've got some awesome jewelry that's just come into the store. Good-looking jewelry. So when you're getting ready for a gift for family, friends, we got those. We've got the silicone cups that'll say Merry Christmas on them this year.
And, of course, this year, tailgating not allowed on the college campuses. Most of the tailgating's got to be done at home. Your at-home tailgating supplies are now available at Tucker Pecan in downtown Montgomery.
At 350 North McDonough Street, or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Horton Wholesale in Montgomery is hiring immediately for a part-time position in their wholesale floral operation. Must have a good driving record. Call 262-0920 for more information. Horton Wholesale, 262-0920.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
And now a star is born. On September 17th, 1900, the world welcomed little baby J. Willard Marriott, founder of the Marriott Hotel Empire.
Congratulations, it's a boy. Time of birth, 11:05 a.m. Ooh, sorry. That's past checkout time, so I'm afraid we're going to have to charge you an extra day's stay.
J. Willard Marriott, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 4.
I'm Rich Dennison. Washington, D.C. National Guard Major Adam DeMarco telling lawmakers he obtained an email indicating law enforcement officials were asking about a long-range acoustic device before clearing protesters from a park near the White House earlier this year.
The technology emits energy beams that make people feel like their skin is burning. Major DeMarco, who was the most senior National Guard officer at the scene in Lafayette Square, also disputed Trump administration accounts that the protests had turned violent.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Canadians booking international flights flights on Air Canada are getting free coronavirus insurance protections.
The coverage will pay for emergency medical and quarantine insurance. Air Canada says it's added biosafety airport and onboard protocols and flexible rebooking policies. It wants to give customers added confidence when booking flights and traveling abroad.
Fox's Jenny Casola. America is listening to Fox News.
Building on 4th and Main with no mask. Repeat, no mask.
I walk into my job late last week when my co-workers all began to freak. They started cursing and began to shout and said quite rudely as the boss threw me out.
You need a mask.
I need a COVID mask.
A COVID mask.
It seemed a lot to ask.
To wear a mask.
To do a simple task.
Put on a mask.
I need a COVID mask, made it mandatory almost every place, that we can't be seen unless we hide our face. I can't even leave my humble abode without something covering my mouth and nose.
We need a mask.
We need a COVID mask.
A COVID mask.
It seems a lot to ask.
To wear a mask.
Can't even mow my grass.
Without a mask.
Without a COVID mask, this mask wearing isn't fun, and the snitching has now begun. My neighbor called the hotline, 'cause my dog wasn't wearing one. Walking through the mall, a woman's voice did ring. Seemed she was troubled by just one thing. She pointed to the door, shook her fist, and said,
"What are you trying to do, you jerk? Make everybody sick?"
Forgot his mask.
Forgot my COVID mask.
His COVID mask.
Nobody gets a pass.
That stupid mask.
Can't even pump my gas.
Without a mask.
Without a COVID mask. I'm home.
What do you want?
I need to come in and get my mask.
Don't let Daddy in the house, Mommy. He's not wearing his mask.
No mask, no entry. Sorry.
But, honey.
You should have taken it with you. You're not getting in this house.
I got a great meme on Facebook today. It's a collection of masks, and each one has a different statement attached to it. Like, I believe, I watch CNN. I do what I'm told. This, have you seen the story about what's going on in Nashville where the Democratic mayor?
A friend of mine sent me that this morning. Nashville, because of the amount of money involved up there, has long been an enclave of the dark side. There's a lot of globalists and stuff in Nashville these days. Not a good city anymore.
Plus, you got a lot of Hollywood moving there.
Uh-huh.
Isn't it interesting? They want to get out of paying their taxes that they advocate with their politics because they're all liberal Democrats.
Yeah, do as I say, not as I do.
Exactly. And then they go and they infest a city like Nashville, which is undergoing a real boom. But they're going to go there and institute the same things that have driven them out of California.
Exactly. They take their insanity with them wherever they go.
So very disturbing yesterday. I want to play this little clip. Newt Gingrich made the mistake of dissing George Soros on Fox. You know, first of all, you're not going to hear Newt on a CNN or MSLSD. They don't care. They've got an agenda. But on Fox, here's that clip. It's not very long.
And overwhelmingly elected with George Soros' money, and they're a major cause of the violence we're seeing because they keep putting the violent Correct. Criminals back on the street.
Correct.
I'm not sure we need to bring George Soros into this. I was going to say you'd get the last word, Speaker.
He paid for it. I mean, why can't we discuss the fact that millions of dollars he spent?
I agree with Melissa. George Soros doesn't need to be a part of this conversation.
Listen to this.
Okay.
Who's that? Some dipsquit Democrat?
So it's verboten.
All right. We're going to.
That is so disturbing.
Speaks volumes.
Man, that, if you're not feeling a chill, Newt Gingrich is no radical whack job. He did a great job as Speaker. He is one of the most intelligent people that's ever, ever served this country
Very
in
true.
Congress.
Extremely intelligent.
And it's not a secret that George Soros has, financed the campaigns of people that are doing what he said. Catch and release, go back out, and they keep destroying these cities. George Soros in New York with their catch and release. That goes all the way up to the governor. They have had so many people that have committed serious crimes go back out and commit serious crimes again because there's no consequence.
If you've ever had anything censored on Facebook, the seven people that do the censoring are all connected to Soros and one of his open societies. They're all on his payroll, every one of them. That was brought about by Cheryl Atkinson. She did the research on that.
Wow. A front funded by far-left billionaire George Soros issued a $78,000 donation to the re-election campaign of St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner.
Imagine that.
Who was currently investigating the McCloskey family. So did they prosecute the BLM group that broke into a gated community? A place you can only enter with permission from one of the homeowners?
They destroyed a metal gate to get in there.
No. They prosecuted people who on their own property held weapons, trying to make the statement, we are going to protect our stuff, so don't even think about coming here. That's the whole idea, I thought. They weren't out there trying to intimidate or terrorize anybody, just making a statement. But you only get to do that when you're burning somebody else's stuff down in this country.
That's insane.
And the places that's happening, it's no coincidence. They're places where George Soros' people have been put into power.
I don't understand why they can't arrest this man, why Interpol or someone can't arrest him for crimes against humanity.
It should happen. It should be happening. It is 4:12. I have some local news here in a second. And I want to play this old Reagan clip. It's been sent to me by so many folks. And, yeah, I look at everything you send, try to react or at least acknowledge and thank you for the contributions. You guys do a great job. So much of what we do use on this show has come from our community of listeners. Wanted to talk for a moment about Infusion. Infusion can help you lead a happier life in so many ways. You get to a certain age in life, you can lose weight through diet. In fact, I'm down 6 pounds.
Yay.
But you know what? I know where I'm losing it. Where I'd like to lose it is a little on the side, please take a little off the front. So Rich Thomas and I are both doing CryoSkin, which is a really cool technology that breaks the fat down underneath the skin. You don't feel anything. It's very comfortable. Just lay there. And they work this technology over the targeted area. They can do it on cellulite, upper arms, bamboos, whatever. Just tell them what you want to accomplish, and they help you do it. But I'm going tomorrow for some laser therapy. And that is, again, something you just sit there and the technology does all the work. I've got a little torn meniscus issue in my left knee. And my doctor said, go see Dr. Terry, the chiropractor. He does dry needle while I'm getting a laser. And like it feels amazing. Culture. Yes, that's actually what it is. And by the way, needles. Well, I'm not into needles. You don't feel anything. It just knows that at the end, it really, really works. Mm-hmm. IV vitamin therapy, cryotherapy, and so many other options that will help you lead a healthier, more pain-free, energetic life. In fact, they have an IV that will help you boost your metabolism naturally at Infusion. Call them at 296-1662, 296-1662, or visit them online at infusioncryoandlaser.com. 414.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Now that Hurricane Sally has moved on, the recovery process begins. The storm caused major damage in South Alabama and along the Gulf Coast. In central Alabama, some trees were downed, and at this hour, some people are still without power. Governor Ivey said today the recovery process will take some time. The preliminary hearing for State Representative Will Dismukes has been postponed. The hearing set for today has been rescheduled for October 13th. Dismukes is facing a first-degree theft of property charge in Montgomery County. He's accused of stealing several $1,000s from a former employer years ago. Denmark's Mountaintop Industries announced it will open a new manufacturing facility in Montgomery. Mountaintop Industries makes aluminum roll covers for pickup trucks. The new Montgomery facility will create 90 full-time jobs. It's expected to be up and running by the end of the year. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
It is 4:15, and now a minute with Randall.
Hey, sir, I just wanted to
give y'all a little update on the jets. When they gone like that, sometimes, like this time they gone to Savannah, Georgia to train. And sometimes they go to Florida, but I can't remember what part of Florida, but I can stay in Savannah today. And they just take off and go over there and train. And I mean, they keep themselves sharp. Okay, you know what I mean? Whenever we need them to go, they always on visit.
If it's in Florida, so I'm going to guess they're at Eglin.
I didn't even ask him that. He just said Savannah. That's where it was at this time. So, but yeah, it's so nice to have them out there, man. Knowing they got our backs like that at a moment's notice. And I want to say the raceway, the Montgomery round track out there takes real good care of all the fellas. They know what to do. The tickets always available for them. Up to 200 of them. Anybody at the airport, it's real nice how they handle it out there, man. It's so. But anyway, I just want to tell y'all where they was at this time. Love y'all, man. All love right. The show.
Thank you, Randall. We appreciate you. Let's go to Papa John.
Hey, you know, you just brought up something, and I know you will love to hear it, and I know Terry will love to hear it. You were just talking about Eastern medicine. And my youngest daughter, after she graduated from her undergraduate program, and she was in microbiology, graduated with an over 4-point average, so she's a wow. She could have done whatever she wanted to do.
Sure.
But she had a friend that was Chinese and she went and took a trip to China with her, talked to her uncle, who was an Eastern physician. And he said, you have to understand the difference between Western medicine and Eastern medicine is that Western medicine, as we know it, is about 250 years old. Mm-hmm. Eastern medicine is 3,000 years old,
right.
And it really has remained pretty consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Today, they do some wonderful things. Her practice is in Pensacola. She's got to do some kind of groundbreaking stuff. She has worked with infertility victims, and she has had some great success in people that have tried everything in the world to get pregnant and couldn't do it. She worked with them and actually had people get pregnant if they'd done everything else, including in vitro.
Well, I never understand why people that would make great parents and want to have babies have to go through this horrendous rigmarole.
Amen.
And people who have no business being parents can't produce them fast enough. It's
amen.
Amazing.
And the reason I know this is going to be interesting to Terry, because I've heard you talk about it, Terry, the body is not just independent of stuff. And everything's related.
Yep.
And it's nutrition.
Yep.
It's your spiritual.
Yep.
It's your mental state. It's everything goes in and contributes to the way your body reacts.
That's right.
And Western medicine, I hate to say it, but, you know, the first thing they want to do is throw a pill at it.
Pharmakia. Pharmakia.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's not always the best answer. Exactly. Here I am, 73 years old. The last time I had a cold or flu, probably been since before 1999.
Wow.
And the reason is, she put me on a nutrition regimen, plus she put me on a supplement regimen, too. And I don't know many 73-year-olds that I know that can keep up with me. It's wow. Just a matter of having worked with it. And this started in about 1999. She graduated from high school in 96. I started on my own. About 1999, because I wanted to make sure I didn't end up like my dad having a heart attack at 52. Exercise, diet, and doing a supplement program that she's worked out for me. I mean, even one time, I had some blood pressure problems. Nothing horrible, but I was afraid I was not able to have a dental procedure because it was getting a little too high. She sent me Hawthorn and fennel, which you cannot buy it on your shelf. I tried it myself.
Mm-hmm.
She sent me Hawthorn and fennel. My blood pressure went from, I think it was 145 over 95. 2 weeks later, it was down to 132 over 78.
Wow.
And didn't change a thing except the Hawthorn and fennel. So what I would love to see is the state of Alabama start working with the insurance companies to recognize that there are alternative treatments and pay for those so people can get the treatment they need without it being always intrusive, whether you got to go have a surgery or whatever. So
I agree with you. I mean, it's ridiculous that some of the services Infusion offers aren't covered by
insurance. Absolutely. It's not intrusive. And guess what? In comparison to what you're going to have to do eventually, maybe you can save a lot of money for the insurance company.
Yeah. Yep.
Do something that just is a preventative or something that will treat it.
John, I am so sorry.
I know, buddy. I'm taking too much time. Get after it.
No, it's not
Thanks
that.
Thanks a lot.
I'm going to take the call before the break, and now I'm like 10 minutes behind the rest.
All right, buddy.
We got to hit the traffic dungeon, which is updated forecast.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic authorities are still working a moderate accident on Highway 14 or McQueen Smith Road. Up in Prattville, make sure you use caution. Watch out for boots on the ground there. In Montgomery, we're getting a little busy on the Northeast Boulevard. We got a lot of outbound traffic on Congressman Dickinson to 231 to Wetumpka. I-65 and 85 light, mostly moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Atlanta Highway a little busy. No accidents in the Montgomery area to report to you, though, at this time. Keep it here, and we will keep you updated. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pets safe at home and in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at bigblockdesigns.com. Have a better day.
How would you like to rev up your fall behind the wheel of a brand new Ford Mustang? Then come play Mustang Madness this September at Wind Creek Montgomery, because we're giving away a 2020 Ford Mustang. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then, on Sunday, September 27th, you could drive home in a beautiful new Mustang. So come play Mustang Madness only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the river region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Before we go to Rich, there's already another system.
What?
In the Gulf, near the Bay of Campeche.
Not the Bay of Campeche.
They don't know where it's going. But I can tell you this, Rich is already concerned about it. Here, though, let's talk about the immediate future.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The effects around the circulation of Sally continue to fade out. For tonight, we'll even a small chance of a shower. In fact, tonight and tomorrow, widely scattered showers are possible. Overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow's high up to about 80. But boy, oh boy, I'm excited about the weekend temperatures. High temperatures will be in the upper 70s both Saturday and Sunday. Lows at night around 60. We'll even a small rain chance. You know, widely scattered showers are possible, but the chances are tiny. It's going to feel more like fall on the last weekend of summer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Kingback Ranch and Event Center is gearing up for our fall festival, and you're invited. October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. There will be fall treats, fun games, contests, and much more. Hook up to your camper or rent a cabin on our 125 acres of rolling hills and lakes, and welcome in the fall. Admission is $7. Kids under 3 are free. The Kickback Ranch Fall Festival, October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. Go to kickbackranch.net for more information or call 286-4140.
Peaches and Clean is here to take care of your floors and a whole lot more. Peaches and Clean knows it's been a spring different from any other, and you may have missed getting your carpets and floors clean. Our staff takes all precautions to keep your family safe, and when it comes to those area and oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them, and return them to you. If you live in the River Region, Auburn, Opelika area, or Lake Martin, call us at Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit us at peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Today is September 17th, Constitution Day. It celebrates the day when the U.S. Constitution was signed in 1787. It was ratified 2 years later in 1789. And for the next 200 years, it's been totally ignored by elected officials and citizens alike. Happy Constitution Day.
Not this man. When it comes to the Constitution, he knows his statutes and limitations.
Hello, Sonny. Hello. I'm here to remove your catheter today.
Oh, use the palsy.
It's a good thing they don't have those glass ones anymore. Otherwise, Leon wouldn't, well, you know.
Uh-oh.
You're making me cross my legs again. Every time I think about that, I...
Anytime I hear the word catheter, I just couldn't, you know.
Yeah, no
kidding. So I'm not cleaning up the mess in my yard. I didn't lose any trees here. I just got a lot of little crap everywhere. You know, so anybody who has a pool near a tree, you're going to be cleaning out your pool for the next day or two, right?
Yeah, so, I know Fagan Pools will be out doing that, but fortunately, we didn't have near the damage we did from that severe weather event back in March.
You have a lot of trees in your yard.
You're exactly right about that. We had a lot more stuff from that little event. It was just a mess. But, you know, I'm not worried about President Trump getting reelected. What I'm worried about is what's going to happen the day after.
Yes.
And people have to understand that Soros has planted people for a revolution throughout the United States. And he's done it in other countries. That's why the Russians kicked him out, because he tried to do a white revolution in Russia.
Exactly right.
And he's done several other countries where he's also now persona non grata. That's how he makes his money. I mean, he is literally the devil incarnate. I'm not kidding.
No doubt about it, man. You get no argument from anybody.
I was shocked when I saw the interview. I'd heard about it. And then when I actually heard the Gingrich interview with Harris Faulkner, I was stunned. But you know what? I guess I shouldn't be, because, you know, the billionaires own Fox.
Yep.
So they're all part of that club. Soros, I mean, he gets all his money. They have that group where all those billionaires have to pay in like $250,000 a year, and then they pay extra money. They pay dues to fund all these things. But the thing that was amazing to me is that the New York Times and the Los Angeles Times, I think it was a couple of years ago, ran a very extensive, like 10,000-word article on how George Soros had gone in and funded all these district attorney races. And I knew about it, and anybody who's into politics knew that he was doing it, who he was electing. So it wasn't like Newt Gingrich was saying something like crazy, you know, stuff. I
exactly.
mean,
it's chilling to watch the video.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
oh, it is. There's 14 seconds of dead silence when Gingrich is just stunned. He's like, you're telling me it's verboten? I can't discuss something that the New York Times
they're telling him.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly right.
I'm telling you, there's no free press. Except on the internet.
Our Blue Water, you know? Broadcasting.
That's it. That's exactly right. So we need to get the word out there, because I guarantee you, I've felt this for a long time, and I think there's a lot of people that feel this way. When Trump wins, and he will, and I think he will win by a landslide, they are not going to go silently into that good night. It's going to be a revolution.
I agree.
Of some sort. Yeah. Now, it may be limited to certain cities, But people better wake up, and they better. I mean, why do you think the number of weapons that have been purchased,
Chad,
during COVID?
Everybody is talking about this. Everybody's concerned about
Pentagon.
It.
Pentagon. This
but
is what
we can't
Pentagon.
Let it intimidate us from reelecting Donald Trump.
Right.
He is our firewall against this crap.
That's right. He's after us.
Think of what the other side is saying. Vote for my guy, or we're going to burn it down. That is what they're doing. They're
being open about it. They're not even hiding it.
You know, that's just what it is. We're going to burn. You think Portland's bad? We're going to burn all this shiitake mushroom crap down.
Well, come on down to this deep south. Come on, y'all, come on down.
I think the big mistake that they made is it might be a different civil war this time, because all the northern states have gun control and have removed guns from law-abiding people.
Exactly.
Down here in small towns like Kennesaw, Georgia, you're required by law to own a weapon.
Exactly.
You know. Anyway, everybody just needs to be wake up, and don't worry about this early voting crap. Everybody else, get out there and vote.
We can overcome the fraud. Thanks, Chad, for the call. It is now 4:30. Man, this I've got an article here that Terry found on the Federalist This is not a crackpot website, by the way.
No, it's not.
Although when we were out back before, take a look at the sky this afternoon. You're going to see the most unusual cloud formations. In fact, we saw one that looked like Donald Trump's hair.
Yeah, it did.
I'm not kidding.
You on drugs?
No, we did not hallucinate that. And then we saw another one, this extended cloud that looked like a giant...
Whang!
Yeah.
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah, it did. Bizarre.
It's a very sexy sky today. That's
very
all we can do.
Very sexy doing. Sky, yes.
4:30 is the time. An article about, is Michelle Obama, given that Netflix has laundered $65 million to the Obamas, what's her connection to this cuties, this kiddie porn that they're putting out there? And I've seen numerous articles saying there's been a huge backlash to Netflix, a lot of cancellations. And let's face it, through the pandemic, you've probably watched everything they have. Make a statement. Don't just whine about it. If you don't cancel Netflix, don't be surprised when they come out with more of this garbage.
They will.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
It is 4:31. I want to talk about a place that, for whatever reason, I mean, I got to give Larry Stevens the credit for bringing it to people's attention, and that's Kaiser Fine Furniture. You know why? Because it's not a gaudy, ostentatious building that cost, you know, places where you go, you can tell from the way it was built, the price of whatever you're buying is included, you know, in that massive fancy structure. You pay, you do that, consumers pay for that. That's what makes your business so great. It's there, it's big, it's functional, but you didn't like build an 85 foot.
No. It's paid for.
Jet ski out in front to say, look, with neon lights on it. Yeah. Kaiser is 65,000 square feet of choices. And when you have that much space to work with, you can accommodate anybody's taste. And that includes the latest in, like, entertainment center fashions that now accommodate today's giant screen television sets. They're really cool. Mm-hmm. And people that really know their stuff, Dale Thornell is somebody who's very well known in local furniture sales. She is now part of the team at Kaiser, joining Stella, who is our goddess, and Cheryl Pitts. So you've got three incredibly experienced people to help you navigate all those choices. You want to focus on one particular type, they can do that. If you're working on a particular budget, they can do it that way. Or just wear comfortable shoes and walk the whole place, because it really is amazing. 4044 Wetumpka Highway, just beyond the 10 percenticles of the Montgomery Taxing District. It's 8.25 at Kaiser, so you save there too. Spend $2,000, they can set you up with an interest-free Synchrony bank account.
Sweet.
So you can go big without bearing the guilt of interest. And Brett McDonald would tell you, spend whatever you want, but try to not buy it with interest attached.
Wise words.
Open Monday through Saturday. Great Facebook page, too, or visit shopkaiser.com.
Sounds like a job for AC.
It's our fourth annual truckload sale.
And have we got an irresistible offer for you?
Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyluquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
License number 84417.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned HealthMart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
This is Billy with AutoSave Tire and Auto. We are constantly getting calls about what we do.
Well, we do it all, from oil changes to engines and transmissions. We sell almost all brands of tires, including Michelin, Cooper, Toyo, Nitto, and more. We also do those pesky check engine light and tire sensor lights. So if you need vehicle repair, tire, suspension, front end alignment, brakes, water pump, or that pesky check engine light to go off, call us. AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville or Montgomery. Or check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Let's redeem the winning word while we're waiting for the traffic update. 272-9228. 272-9228. We gave out the winning word this morning. Redeem it now. Be caller 7-272-9228. And win lunch for two at Wing Fingers, downtown. 435.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. No accidents to report at this time that we know of. We are a little busy around the boulevard. Some congestion at the major intersections, I-65 and 85. Moderate traffic through downtown. Buckle up, drive carefully, and hang in there on this Thursday afternoon. We'll keep you updated if anything happens. Everything for fall is at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato Cricket, Young American Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, let's go down the lines here and find a winner with a winning word. 272-9228. You're caller one. Call right back. Caller two, please try again quickly. You are caller three. Thanks for trying. You are caller four. We're almost past halfway to glory. Caller five, thanks. I hate to tell you this, but your caller six, you just missed. So the next light, which is this one, is caller seven. Hi, who are we speaking to?
Hello? Hello?
Oh, my goodness, sir. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you sound like you're ready to win a prize. You there?
They hung up. They freaked out.
I don't know who it was.
Sounded like Sam to me, but that's just me.
We did not disconnect you. That much I can assure you.
Uh-oh.
I feel really bad about that.
Well, if the person's out there, if you'll call back and just repeat the words that you just said, how about that?
Can't do that.
Can't do that.
We have to go to the next call.
You're right, legally. I'm sorry. You're right.
With whom am I speaking?
This will be Ron.
Ron, how are you today, Ron?
Yes, sir. I'm doing well.
You got that winning word.
I do. It's my ex-wife's name, Stanley.
Wow. How ironic.
Yes.
That a name that
I could never forget that.
A name that might have delivered a little pain into your life has now brought you a lunch for two at Wing Fingers downtown. So
that is
good.
Awesome.
Fresh chicken. Sides like crinkle-cut fries, gooey fries with bacon bits and cheese.
Stop it.
Yes. Lovely. And can I say this, Greg?
Yes.
Their schedule does not coincide with mine. Mm-hmm. Is there any way I could push this to, like, a first responder or somebody? I don't know how you would do that, but I would certainly love to give it to somebody, a first responder.
That's nice.
That's kind. Again, I have... an issue. What you can do is have the prize mailed to you, and you can give it to somebody that you want.
Okay, that'll work great.
So that's kind of the way it's rules, man.
Yeah, that's fair.
I understand. Boy, that'll work. I have no problem with
it. So hang on. We'll get some information from you, and we'll send it out, and then that's very kind of you to do that. Wing Fingers is open 10:30 to 5 in the... RSA building at 201 Union. Will have another Wing Finger winning word tomorrow. Boy, I texted Bob, whose business operations, a number of restaurants.
How is it down there?
He said, just a two-word reply, tough sledding.
Oh, man.
And I asked him if he had time to call, but I never heard back, which means he's, you know, generally up to his butt in alligators because he's very, very dependable.
I know. How are your air pressure in your tires? Your tire pressure?
For whatever reason, all four tires, it's down 5 pounds.
Okay. Still down?
I just texted Don Duncan to see if they had a portable tire inflator.
Yeah.
Because I got a boost.
Well, I've got an air pressure. air compressor in my car.
That would inflate tires?
Yeah, that's what it's for. Okay. We'll take care of that afterwards.
Wow. I'm so blessed. Ask and you'll receive.
Yes, sir.
When we come back, we are going to talk about this article involving Michelle Obama. We all know that Netflix laundered them a ton of money because, after all, they have so much experience in television and movie production.
Yeah.
Okay. Unbelievable. And it's all out there in the open for everybody to see and...
get it out.
You know,
that is the single dumbest story I've ever heard.
But it's true.
Yeah, it is.
It's true. Let's get Rich's forecast, and we'll come right back.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The effects around the circulation of Sally continue to fade out. For tonight, we'll even a small chance of a shower. In fact, tonight and tomorrow, widely scattered showers are possible. Overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow's high up to about 80. But boy, oh boy, I'm excited about the weekend temperatures. High temperatures will be in the upper 70s both Saturday and Sunday. Lows at night around 60. We'll even a small rain chance. You know, widely scattered showers are possible, but the chances are tiny. It's going to feel more like fall on the last weekend of summer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
United for your comfort.
I'm here with Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. United is striking the competition out this summer.
That's right. United has many financing options for just about anyone.
Strike one.
United has a Hall of Fame staff from the dispatchers, Nate certified technicians to the comfort specialists, and an all-star lineup of installers, all with over 300 years combined experience.
Strike two.
Free estimates, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, 1-year warranty on all repairs, 10-year parts and labor on complete system changeouts, even yearly maintenance plans.
Strike three. The competition is out.
United is number one in the River Region for a reason.
Hit a home run and win when you call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Is everybody sitting down?
I am.
Yes.
Okay, if you're listening at home or wherever, even if you're driving, you might want to pull over to the side of the road because this story is perhaps the most shocking piece of news I've seen since the whole plandemic began. This is Nancy Pelosi today. I'm not going to play the clip because I don't have the edited version, but it's from David Blackman's blog, dbdailyupdate.com, quoting Speaker Pelosi today. I wish I could impersonate her.
Please don't.
I just can't do a good drunk.
Very well.
We support peaceful demonstrations. We participate in them. They are part of the essence of our democracy. That does not include looting, starting fires, or rioting. They should be prosecuted. That is lawlessness.
Wow.
Where's this bitch been for the last 3 months? 4 months with America on fire. Climate change. Whoa, it's climate change. Whoa, there's smoke from one end of California all the way up to the state of Washington. And it's all arson. And now, this is what this means. This statement today, for the first time in 4 months, she's the leader of the frickin' House. Today is the day she chooses to speak out against violent protest. You know why?
Not polling well.
Mm-hmm. That's it. I share your pain. So now, they must be getting I mean, we know the numbers that are getting publicized, right?
Yeah.
We know they're full of crap.
They are. It's total BS.
I think the most meaningful poll we've seen all month is the one that says somewhere between 11% and 17%. Did I say 11%?
11%. Yeah.
That's just, a Susan Woody invented that term, remember? 11%. 11% and 17% of Trump voters will not announce their support for him because they're afraid.
Yeah.
How pathetic is that?
So that should never happen in this country.
Mm-mm. Never. And honestly, through most of my life, yeah, I was a passionate Reagan supporter. And I had a few really stupid friends who thought Walter Mondale would be a good president, but we didn't get into fistfights or anything.
No. As bad as Mondale was, he's nothing compared to what we're seeing now with the Democrats.
Oh, and on David's blog, this is the commercial I was talking about this morning. It's all these wan-looking 50-somethings who are holding carrots and cucumbers oddly shaped bananas. And I couldn't believe that neither Rich or Jay had seen these spots because they're running on mainstream television.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
That's kind of graphic, don't you think?
Yeah, very much so.
Instead of, you know, if you're going to be that upfront about it, instead of holding up a carrot or a cucumber and doing all this medical stuff, just show us a big bent
wank
and we'll know what you're talking about.
The dumbing down of society.
You better believe it.
It's sad. No, it's Peyronie's disease. Peyronie, without the word disease, sounds like something you get in a deli.
Yeah, it does. I'd like two Peyronie's.
I'd like a 6-inch Peyronie. Put some of that oil and vinegar on it, please. I'll take, you know, like 5 different lunch meats. And how about some provolone with that? And a bag of chips. And a Diet Coke.
You've been to Subway's. Sounds like.
Oh, do they have a Peyronie's on the menu?
No, but.
No, when I'm talking deli, I'm thinking one of like the star delicatessen in New York.
Original deli.
You had to do at least one of the delis, one of the known, the stage deli. I don't even know if those places have survived what Bill de Blasio has done to New York City.
He's destroyed it.
Holy cow. Without a plan, you couldn't do more damage to the most important city in this country. Made it unlivable. It's like yesterday, I put it on Facebook. Minnesota's leaders they don't understand why crime is up 55%. You defunded the police, you jackholes. What did you expect would happen? That's what you get when you pander to crazy people.
And I read an article that said $500 million in destroyed businesses alone in
Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Yes. And most of those that were destroyed are not coming back.
Yeah.
Why would you? I mean, it's been a few months. You could have gotten if you were able to get permits and everything else, you could have a building under construction now. But if Trump wins on election night,
well, that's exactly what one guy said. He said, I'm not going to do anything until after the election because we don't know what's going to happen. And depending on the outcome, are they going to come back and hit us again?
This is a mafiosa approach to elections in America.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know the outcome we want on this, right? If we don't get it, we're going to send Nick the Trunk to burn down your neighborhood.
That's right.
That's what this is. This is intimidation on a scale that was inconceivable, incalculable. And at the bottom of it all, I just don't... You got a guy who's got 2 Nobel Peace Prize nominations in 2 weeks. That's never happened before.
Nope.
You got a guy who gave us the greatest economy, not just since Ronald Reagan, but maybe of all time,
mm-hmm.
that brought prosperity to every ethnicity and group in America. And then the pandemic comes along. All right, so the country goes through a shutdown. Think about it, folks. Back at the end of March, when I came back from Florida and we started doing our Saturday morning show, did you honestly think you'd be wearing masks in September?
No.
No.
That Dr. Anthony Fauci says we'll be wearing them for the next year. that that's when the movie theater should reopen. This is all by design.
It is. Yes, it is.
And the economic damage that's being done, it isn't happening in South Dakota, where they never shut down. It isn't happening in Sweden, where they never shut down. They got through it just fine. But the federal judge told the governor of Pennsylvania this is all unconstitutional. And it is. All of this is unconstitutional. The mayor has no authority to tell us what to do, and neither does Governor Ivey. Even he kind of clammed up after he first made it known, but he was not exactly our, what's his name, the AG? State AG?
Oh, Bailey? Here?
No, that's a problem. He's
State.
A
problem. I have no idea, to be honest with you.
Or maybe the guy, maybe I'm thinking of the guy who is the
health guy?
Lieutenant Governor.
Harris. Oh, Will.
Yes.
Yeah.
He came out and said, you know, but the Democrats are deliberately inflicting, you know, 60% of these businesses that have been shuttered are not coming back.
No, they're not.
That's an American tragedy.
Yeah.
The long-term consequences, the depression, the substance abuse, the suicides are going through the roof. Now, I'm not predicting that. It's happening in real time right now because they're still following these ridiculous mandates. It's just like we said earlier, you can't cure discrimination with discrimination. Well, you can't cure one disease by making everybody sick with something else, whether it's a nervous breakdown, depression on a scale that 42% of Americans report at least one significant symptom of depression. Because this thing, it's not just about, why should we be so excited because we're suddenly allowed to do what we've done all our lives without even thinking about it?
Exactly.
This is mind control on a level that defies quantification.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. When was the last time you had a normal day where you felt happy, joyous, and free to go where you wanted to go, to shop where you wanted to shop, not have to worry about somebody punching you in the head because you didn't have a mask on?
Gaslighting.
When was the last time? This is by design. This is the kind of mentality people live through in regime countries. This is what it's like to be a Russian, friends. And if you want it to be like China, vote for Joe. He's their best friend. China wants Joe Biden in the White House so bad because Trump's the only one that's ever stood up to them. And that includes Bush, Clinton, and, of course, Obama. Whoa! Never mind that they're, still participating in slavery over there and concentration camps and all that stuff.
Gulags
in China. Mm-hmm. When was the last time you had a normal day? You will not have one. Ever, for the rest of your life, you will not have a truly liberating sense of freedom.
True.
If you vote for Joe Biden and he wins November 3rd. And I mean that.
True.
Doesn't mean somebody's going to come to your front door and shoot you. But you know what? Something's been missing from our lives for a long time now. And this is the only way we get it back. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump is the firewall between us and a life of hopelessness and misery.
Amen. It's a big reset.
It sure is. And you ain't going to want it, so don't shake your head at the radio and say, that can't happen here. Damn right it can happen here.
It's happening.
In real time. It is 4:54. If you have, people that do well with money, they know everything about timing.
It's everything. Timing is everything.
And when it comes to real estate, me? When did I buy a home? When interest rates were 17% or 13%. Or when I had an 850 credit score, I got a 10 3/8 because that was the best available in 1990. Mm-hmm. It's 30 years later, and interest rates, some programs in some instances are available under 3%.
Unreal.
Man, it's not going to last forever. Brandt has been telling us that inflation is coming. Mm-hmm. Interest rates will start going up again. So now is the time to buy. Enjoy the tax deduction that First Mortgage Interest brings. Call Morris Capuano. Why Morris? I'll tell you why. Just for starters, he is, as a human being, the single best suited person for the work he does. He's even keeled. It's an anxious time, whether you're a first-time home buyer or a 20th. There's a lot to do. He just navigates all that stuff for you. He's with Renaissance Bank. They have lots of programs. Don't let credit issues get in your way. Don't let fear get in your way. He's the cure for that. Call him at 409-9300. Get pre-approved, then go shop for something. Call up Eddie Bader. Go look at a place. He knows where everything is at the level that you're going to be pre-approved at. Morris is the man with Renaissance Bank. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 88697. For Morris Capilano, reach him directly at 409-9300. Traffic in a moment. Martha on the phone now.
Hey, I was just wondering where Nancy was going to be hiding out since she spoke those words.
You know, I mean, they don't do anything, Martha, without being having it confirmed by. And obviously, smart Americans are laying the blame for all of this civil unrest right at the feet of the Democrats. So that must be why she said what she did, because she wants to pretend that she didn't encourage it.
Yeah. Okay,
that's
sure.
The only possible explanation.
Well, I just hope she's got her fortress up, because, you know, they might decide to come to her house if she decided to, you know, say they weren't acting right.
I saw it.
Did you notice, Martha, how abruptly all the riots after 102 days in Portland stopped? When it became known that they were damaging Democrats all over the country, because people, a normal person doesn't understand why a riot goes on for 102 days and nobody stops it.
No. I mean, it's been the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. I mean, this is the, like you say, we're so upside down this year, and everything we have had happen to us, and our rights have been taken away so much. And, you know, my daughter has come up with a little saying that she wants to make her a T-shirt that says, "It's my body, my choice," because we don't like the mask, you know. But they, you know, during this time, they had abortions, and that just infuriated her. And I said, "Yeah, they did." And she said, "Well, yeah, but well, them making me wear a mask, that's not right." Mm-hmm. And I said, "Yeah, you're right."
When I'm at the cancer center like I was today, I absolutely understand we're dealing with people that are in great danger, not just from what they're getting treated for, but their immune systems are weak. So absolutely, that I treat the mask there with great respect and reverence. But it's amazing.
When it's supposed to be, I do. But otherwise, the whole time we could go to Walmart all the time. Excuse me?
Yeah.
I don't go to Walmart anyway. And you want to say it's okay for everybody to go over there, and the people, there were so many people out during our time at Home Depot. I'm in real estate, so we were left out to work and stuff, and I had rental properties and stuff like this I had to take care of. I would have to wait in line forever to get checked out because there were so many people in there doing things. And so it never made sense to me, this, let's do this to that group and this group. Yes, we've destroyed so many businesses, so many people's lives. It's just, it's horrific. I just hope they all sign up to vote.
Yes.
And vote well. So, but I thank y'all. You do such a great job every day.
I appreciate
you,
Martha.
And you just hang in there, okay?
Great
job. All right, y'all take care.
All right.
Thank you.
God's going to look out for us, I believe. 4:58, Fox News and 2.
Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with the latest on the roads. Got a lot of folks getting off work and heading outbound, especially on Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue. And, of course, Federal Drive and Congressman Dickinson take a lot of that traffic and move it over to Highway 231. That's going on right now. We're seeing some congestion on Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway over to Vaughan. I-65 and 85 busy through downtown Montgomery. Norman Bridge, a lot of traffic outbound to East South Boulevard this afternoon. Buckle up, drive carefully. No accidents that we know of to pass along to you. Cars, trucks, SUVs, they're all at Reinhardt Prattville. Stop by and check out the great selection. Reinhardt Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road from Montgomery Skywatch.